When I dropped by a rehearsal at the Ludan Dance Studio, Kim Yoo-jin was leading a class of 11 students. For the past 3 months, she's taught them the choreography for the song Munsae by the K-pop boy band Seventeen. When the music starts, the dancers snap into formation. They twist, slide, and spin across the floor. Kim goes from student to student, helping each with the moves. Like almost all of Ludan's 80 regular students, Kim identifies as a sexual minority. She describes herself as queer and intersexual. And yes, she says it's fine that I refer to her as she. Kim, who's 28, says her studio is where queer identity and feminism come together. Both shun conventional ideals of how a woman should look and move their bodies.
I thought it was hard for a queer feminist to find a place where they could dance and feel free to express themselves without feeling pressure from the social norms of what is feminine or masculine and what are acceptable body types.
Kim says in South Korea, women are often criticized for not looking or even dancing like how people think a woman should.
Instructors at other dance schools insult women about their body shape. They tell students to move their hips in a more feminine way. Dancing shouldn't be about gender, and it's not the place for a teacher to say what is or isn't feminine.
Ludan is literally an underground institution. It's located in an unmarked basement under an indoor virtual reality golf course. And Kim says it's for good reason. I ask her if she thinks South Korea is a safe place for the LGBTQI community.
Oh, definitely not. 아직까지도 학교에서...
In schools, sexual minorities are still the victims of bullying and violence. And whenever we hold an event, there are always Christian protesters that show up to demonstrate against us. This is the kind of fear we live in, no matter how much we try to avoid it.
Conservative groups, mostly from evangelical churches, frequently protest pride festivals in South Korea. These demonstrators sometimes outnumber the LGBTQI activists and shout insults at them and hold banners that say things like God hates you and that they're going to hell. And as Kim tells me, their attacks get even worse.
My queer dance team had just finished a performance, and we were waiting to start walking in the pride parade when a Christian protester threw excrement at us. I was shocked and humiliated. I grabbed as many water bottles as I could to clean myself off. We went to the police, but were met there by a very intimidating man who was defending the person who assaulted us. I couldn't believe someone could stick up for that kind of person.
황당한 일이었던 거죠. 네, 그래서 그런 일이 있었습니다. 네.
While Kim's attacker was fined, there is no law in South Korea that protects the LGBTQI community from hate speech or discrimination. And unlike in Taiwan, the only East Asian country that allows same-sex weddings, there's little support for marriage equality here. Even South Korea's progressive president, Moon Jae-in, says he's against legalizing any kind of same-sex union. She says because of this lack of support, South Korea's LGBTQI can only rely on each other. And Ludan gives them a safe space to be themselves. A 28-year-old who goes by Dal Kirin says he never enjoyed dancing until he started coming to Ludan.
I feel safe here. I found a lot of freedom here from social prejudice. I feel more positive now about myself, and I discovered that my queer identity is linked with dance.
요소이지 않나 그렇게 생각합니다.
One student, a 33-year-old who asked to be called Mano, tells me what the studio has done for her.
This space kind of helped me to have that positivity toward my body because, you know, like there are still some fat phobia thing in Korea. It's very harsh, especially on women's body. They are very harsh. So I was having a very hard time to accept my body to myself and others as well. So.